Xin chào.
안녕하세요.
สวัสดีค่ะ.
สบายดี. 你好.
Who's today?
您给来吗?
¿Cómo está acá?
Welcome to Dragon Radio 17. I'm your host, Tony Reno. Man, it's been a long time. I haven't spoken to you. You haven't heard me. We've had some trouble with the server. Not good karma, I guess. I'm getting paid back for something I did in a past life or yesterday, whichever was more evil. But anyway, yeah, I've been busy with school, busy with work, trying to get you, the listener, the best show possible. So I'd rather not do a show if it wasn't good. So hopefully you'll still be hearing from me at least every week or 2 weeks. So don't distress. I'm doing my best. We've got a great show today. A lot of music from Hong Kong and also an interview with a Thai painter. The Napa was at the weekend market last week and did an interview with a guy named Kitty Narod, and he is a very talented Thai painter. So we'll listen to that a little bit later. But let's start with some great music from local artist Karen Mok, also an actress. And the name of this song is I'll Be Fine on Dragon Radio.
I try.
Chill. Thought process, nigga, I see you waiting. Holler. Listen up close, I got a story to tell. This means you as well. I got a story to tell. This means you, you as well. Other man, home. 感到現在 去表達你個風格，唔好理隔離嗰個。呢只歌叫你Dare for more. Yo, the world is yours. Yo, the world is yours. Yo, the world is
yours.你睇人哋點睇你咁，你點睇自己嚟諗？人哋點諗你咁，你點諗自己咁睇？人哋點睇你咁，你點做自己嚟咁？嘅諗法只會出嚟困死自己嚟睇。 人哋點睇你咁，你點睇自己嚟諗？人哋點諗你咁，你點諗自己咁睇？人哋點睇你咁，你點做自己嚟講？嘅諗法只會著你困死字，埋嚟睇睇，埋嚟諗諗。呢個議題就係叫你諗諗，唔好理人哋點睇，人哋點諗。 你個世界係咁，有人提出問題就有人諗，有人能夠順理解答，有人諗唔通又走去自殺，有人仲諗到條橋諗住有人問責，問題係問題太深，冇人諗住識答，每個人人有自己諗法，每個人人有自己職責，每個人人同自己問答，你有啲乜嘢睇法，有冇諗到啲乜嘢辦法幫你釋法？
當你釋法，術嘅時候就改變人哋對你嘅諗法，只不過每種諗法應該首先嚟自你個人出發，只不過睇你肯唔肯諗，睇你敢唔敢，睇你敢唔敢。你睇人哋點睇你咁，你點睇自己嚟諗？人哋點諗你咁，你點諗自己咁睇？人哋點睇你咁，你點做自己嚟咁？ 嘅諗法只會將你困死自己嚟睇，人哋點睇你咁，你點睇自己嚟諗？人哋點諗你咁，你點諗自己咁睇？人哋點睇你咁，你點做自己嚟講？嘅諗法只會將你困死自己睇。點解你咁諗嘅？ 你係男人，點解你諗嘢好似一個小姐？點解你咁諗嘅？屋企咁砌人，點解你又要出去玩小姐？點解你咁諗嘅？明明係小事，點解你將佢變做大特色？點解你咁諗嘅？人哋都未開口，你已經開始諗咩？點解你咁諗嘅？同人傾埋，點解你又拍袋嗌姐？點解你咁諗嘅？都要捱，點解你下下滿皮？點解你咁諗？ 諗法點解你揾人幫你寫？點解你咁諗嘅？你抄嘢點解你話創意滿寫？你睇人哋點睇你咁，你點睇自己嚟諗？人哋點諗你咁，你點諗自己咁睇？人哋點睇你咁，你點做自己嚟咁？嘅諗法只會將你困死自己嚟睇。 人哋點睇你咁，你點睇自己嚟諗？人哋點諗你咁，你點諗自己咁睇？人哋點睇你咁，你點做自己嚟講？嘅諗法只會將你困死自己啊！
Cheer，8 Sounds 2004 Nigga MC 人Ken仔同阿希。 解釋我哋嘅諗法，我哋咁諗法，你有乜嘢諗法 ？Eight clap， 向前向上繼續唱。That
was Edison Chen, local Hong Kong artist, and a song called TP Wan, TP WON. Before that, we heard Karen Malk and I'll be fine. Underneath me, you're hearing a DJ called Fortet. If you get a chance, check him out. He's been in and out of Asia. I believe he's French, but some really cutting-edge mixed music. Really good stuff. Fortet. Okay, without further delay, let's get to Thanapa's interview with Thai painter, artist, Kitty Narad. They conducted this interview in the weekend market in Bangkok. Bangkok City has one of the largest markets I've ever been to in my life. You need a map to get in and out of it, and they actually provide you with maps. So if you're in Bangkok, check it out. Kitty's in Section 7. If you need more details, send me an email. Here's the interview.
Oh, hello, Tony. And hello to Dragon Radio Junior. So this week we are at the Cheduk Park. It is the biggest outdoor market in Bangkok. There is a lot of goods selling here. Everything you can imagine is in here. If you have a chance to pass by Thailand and Bangkok, come and please visit Cheduk Weekend Market. This week I want to focus on interviewing with the Thai painting artist. His name is Mr. Kitty Narad. His nickname is Rit. We will have a talk with him about painting in Thailand, about his inspiration, his occupation, and how he become an artist. So let's talk with him. What is your favorite style of painting and why?
I really love, you know, expressionism, because I spend my emotion more and more and more. Everybody can do. I love expressionism.
Do you have any favorite artists, Thai artists, or maybe a foreign artist? Maybe world-class artists?
Exactly, Picasso. But many people, many artists. Sometimes it's Basquiat, sometimes Milo, and no, I cannot memorize.
Okay, so why Picasso?
Well, he the first of a postmodern style of art, and his work has a powerful, you know.
Is it hard for people to paint?
No, it's not hard. When the people know how to paint their emotion, they can't make a painting. Because a painting, it will be different. It will be show you feeling, show you everybody have a different feeling. Everybody can do, you can do.
Yeah, you know, but sometimes, you know, like me, I never paint, so when I think of start painting, I think that, okay, if I want to, for example, if I want to paint a house, I want it to look like a house.
Mm-hmm.
And when, if it come out and not like a house, I feel, you know, sometimes I feel pity. I feel like I cannot do it. Do you think that, is it okay?
It's okay. That's you will make a new style.
Oh really?
But, yeah. It's how in your style you can make it. When you make it more and more, you can finding out. You can crossing and finding your style. Like me, like many times I paint, and after many times I find my style. You find you. Who are you? Who am I? I find.
So it's like that. Doing the painting,
mm-hmm.
Is the way to express your true self.
Many kind of art, you can show it, the feeling. You must do.
Uh huh. So everybody can be a painter.
Yeah, exactly. We are the artists.
Do you think that today you are the real artist now?
Yes. It's my work. I work for painting. It's my work. It's only one I can do, you know. I have no idea about the
Reed want to tell you that he only fluent in painting, and he don't have any idea on other occupation. Like he don't keen on that, you know, like technology or something else. Yeah, he don't keen on that, right?
Right.
You will be the artist till you die.
Yes.
This is your soul, right?
Yes. Painting. Yeah.
In Thailand, we always regard artists as a very, you know, like a poor occupation. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm not a rich man, but it's not too bad for Thailand. As for today, it's not too bad. It's better than in the past.
So how about the art circle? I mean, art community in Thailand right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an idea? How is it? Is it big? Is it a lot of people, a lot of artists, or no?
Yeah, many people that they're finished from school, around 200 artists for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But many artists, you know. Mm-hmm. But some people, they don't make a paint. They go to the office, mm-hmm. and he leave painting. He leave art.
Okay, so can you give me a percent? Like, if 200 artists, art students graduate from the school every year, so about how many in 200 that will become a real artist after finish school?
Around 10%.
10, yes. 10% of that?
Yes, uh-huh. 20 people.
Wow, so that is only a few.
Yeah, but you know, every year we make it. It means now we have a 1,000, maybe. Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. At least we have a lot of Thai painter.
Yes.
Uh-huh. In many, many style.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I heard that you send your painting to Canada.
Yeah.
How you contact the people and send your work there? Or?
Yeah, it's like a Cinderella story, you know. But I'm no name, I'm nobody. One day he come walk around, he find my work, and he said, "Oh, I love your work. I wanna make a show. Okay. I wanna show you painting in Canada." And after that, it's like a Cinderella.
Uh-huh. So he found your crystal shoe, right?
Yes.
So the Canada found your crystal shoe.
Yes.
Can you tell me how many painting you sent to Canada each month or?
No. My show it will be on April next year.
Oh, so you have the exhibition in Canada?
Yes.
In next April?
Yes.
Oh, which town?
Montreal.
Oh, so you have to be in there too?
He said. He said
oh, the prince said like that.
Yes.
So we have to see this Cinderella can go to Canada next year, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But I must leave from Canada before midnight.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, I understand that. If not, become a rag, right? Perhaps, you know, in the future, maybe you, after midnight, you become a, you know, like a very internationally artist. Who knows? Do you think that you will become famous after you die, like Van Gogh?
Great.
You want it that way? You don't want to be famous while you're living? No, this is kidding. Kidding.
But it's like,
so you are happy with your life now, right?
Oh, very much.
Mm-hmm.
I find many people, and not every people look at my work, mm-hmm. but just a few people in 100 people. But it makes me very, very happy.
Do you make your work by order?
Some.
It is, you prefer to do your own style.
Yes.
Can you define your style? What is it called?
Contemporary of, you know, it's mixed between pop art, expressionism, and sometimes abstract. I don't know what that's called. Just a contemporary
me
painting.
Me style.
Yes, it's my style.
I name it, me style.
It's my style.
Yeah. So at least you have your own style. You don't copy Otto?
No, I don't want to copy.
Why?
Yeah, it's like an insult myself.
Wow, he is really artist, see? Mm-hmm. And what kind of object you like to paint? A human, an animal, or what? What kind of?
Different. Sometimes I love lifestyle of people. Sometimes I compare animal style and human style. Sometimes I just show only the atmosphere.
You are selling your work at the outdoor market, Jatujap, every week?
Yes, every week. My shop just start on before April. Yeah.
In March
this year.
Is it okay with the business when it become the business?
It's okay. It's not too bad, but it's not too good. Like my friend, they are popular. I told you, I just nobody.
Oh
no. But I'm really happy.
Hey, Reed, can you tell me? Well, right now, at the moment, which piece is the most favorite piece of painting for you?
Now?
Mm-hmm. In your shop, your
wow. Work. Every piece is my favorite. It's different.
See? The artist always has the ego. I asked him to pick up one, but he say he loves all. Okay, so if you have a chance to come to Bangkok next time and visit the Jatujak Weekend Market, so you can see Reed at the Section 7, he's always been here. And he is really love to talk to you. I hope that at least you know a little bit more about the art circle in Thailand from the show this week. Thank you, Reed.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
And bye-bye. See you next time when we have chance.
Thank you, Thanapa. A great interview. Very entertaining. If you do get to Bangkok, please look up Kitty. He has great art. Actually, it's funny because for my birthday, Thanapa had Kitty paint my portrait. And it's fantastic. It's kind of a vain thing to like having a hang up in your home. So I send it home to my mother, and she can hang it up in my home, my old home. It's a lot better than hanging it in my apartment, having people come in and say, "Hey, isn't that you?" I've been told I'm vain and what's the other word I'm looking for? Narcissistic. Maybe I am, but I won't go that far putting a self-portrait up in my apartment. Okay, well, Hong Kong has many expats and many local people mingling together, making music, and I have a perfect example today. I played Josie Ho a while ago, and she's a real excellent example of cutting-edge Hong Kong music. She's one of the few female artists who actually takes a risk and does some interesting music. And with that, she's hooked up with a DJ named Dan F. And Dan actually owns a club here in Hong Kong called Yumla, Y-U-M-L-A. Roughly translated, it means drink in Cantonese. But that's located in Central. You can check it out if you ever come to Hong Kong. If you need more information about Hong Kong, send me an email, info@dragonradio.hk. So Dan F. has remixed this Josie Ho song. So once again, this is a perfect example of how East meets West. Even though it's a cliche, it's true. And Dan did an excellent job remixing this track. So we'll give it a listen. That'll be the last song for this week. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Check out the website. There's some great links on the site to the artists that you hear on this show. And I'd also like to send a hello out to my friend Lily, who successfully came through her brain tumor operation. They took that little sucker out. Now she seems to be okay. I went and visited her today in the hospital, and she's all smiles, talking. She can move about. So it was one of those times when actually the surgery did the trick. Let's hope it lasts. Good luck, Lily. And thank you. I'll talk to you all soon. Take care.